welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host,
Brittany.
You need to hurry.
You fucker. We got Ron. We got Brittany.
Hi.
We're on the fifth issue of this comic book story arc. If you like to check out our coverage of the last four issues, check out our last four episodes.
That's so easy.
It really is. So we're back in Themyscira.
Paradise Island.
Oh, no, sorry. No, it is. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Starts out Themyscira with Hippolyta being really worried about Diana. We jump to Olympus, and we've got the gods basically getting ready to go in their long sleep. I don't know.
They're disembarking on the River Styx.
There we go.
So they can go to their final resting place, and they're all kind of freaking out.
Yes. Couple of news stories of everything going on and how the world is just a total mess. We get the reveal that I gave last episode of Michaelis being a ally and not an enemy. That's on me. Sorry.
Yeah. Turns out that he startled Edda. She tripped, smacked her head against the car.
Yeah.
He was going over there to check out to make sure she was okay with his gun drawn just in case.
Well, I think he drew his gun when they surprised him. Because he turns around and there's a gun in his hand.
Oh.
Yeah, basically. Hot fries, motherfucker. Sorry.
Disguise, motherfucker. All right, hey, we only have a certain amount of time. Let's get this.
See, this is why I'll be happy when we can record in the same room again.
Right?
Okay. We've got Deimos basically making his play, and all of the mind-controlled military people he had, he's making them go hijack. He's making them
attack. Enact the plan that he's got set up.
There we go. Thank you.
It's like, you know, everybody synchronizes watches and go.
Let's see here. Diana is.
Everybody else
doesn't
passed
know how to
out.
Sleep. Yeah, she yeah. doesn't need sleep ever.
As much. She doesn't need as much sleep as everybody else does.
She does. Whatever Julia was working on, Diana grabs paper and is like, okay.
Well, what she has there in her hand is what she was transcribing from the
talisman.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And then she realized that when she saw it mirrored, or she saw the Earth, the
map
that they had of the world mirrored in the window. And when she held up the other thing, she's like, oh, fuck, they're the same thing.
What the map was showing was all of Ares' attack points or all of the destruction that's been happening around the world.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. And
all
then
the acts of war, if you would.
Thank you. Yeah, it's matching up completely to what Julia has deciphered from the talisman.
And then, Diana yells in a, foreign language, and everybody freaks out and wakes up.
Well, yeah, it's foreign language.
Startled.
Exactly.
She's also screaming.
Yeah.
There's extra points.
So as she's explaining that to everybody in the house, this is where we get the military
hostile
people.
Hostile takeover of the missile silo.
The coup of the missile silos. We only see America's side. It's happening over in Russia as well. And they're like, once General Hillary gets word of what's going on, he contacts Michaelis. And Michaelis like, all right, well, we got to guess we're going to war with our own people. Which I love because he rushes off, goes back to his car, comes back with like every single
gun
under the sun. Yeah. And
I mean, he's got more equipment than like the G.I. Joes used to come with in the little plastic containers.
Right. And so they're trying to figure out how they're going to get to the missile silo. And Diana's like, well, I think she puts it together. She's finally starting to speak English. That this talisman is only one half. If I hold it up to the mirror, it might make a pathway for us. How she figured that out, I don't know. But
she's super smart. She knows.
She's things. A goddess. She knows
everything. She also was bestowed with wisdom.
Which yes.
Is yeah. And
well, intelligence.
And you got to remember, she just saw the mirror image of the map, realizing that it was part of the talisman. And then she was like, oh, so if the talisman's mirrored, then if I'm mirrored to the mirror of the talisman of the mirror, then we can do shit.
Yep. Totally.
All right.
And it ends up taking them to...
where Deimos is.
Yep.
Which I got to point out, what's with all the gods being on the set of the Labyrinth? I'm expecting, Jarrett to just start walking around playing with his balls.
I feel like they don't have a concept of gravity, so they don't care. Everything is an M.C. Escher painting to them. So Diana's got one half talisman, Deimos has the other half, and he basically starts attacking. And because he is the... He's not the god of fear, is he? No, he is.
He's the master of duplicity.
Dun, dun.
And the sovereign of serpents.
Whoa.
Does that make him a snake charmer?
Yes.
maybe. That's right. Phobos is the master of terror.
Yeah.
So he enacts terror in everybody that came with Diana, which is Edda, Julia, Trevor, and Michaelis. Which is interesting. So these are, was the fear or the phobia in their head, or was it actually?
No. It manifests from inside their head. Okay. So Edo is afraid of being buried alive and the place starts to crumble down on her. Steve is a big pussy and he's afraid of spiders. So there's this huge spider.
A giant. Like the
what?
Like boggarts. They become your worst fear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Harry Potter reference, what? And then here's my thing. Michaels is afraid of fucking cats.
Rare.
I mean, maybe he's allergic to cats, so that's why he has a fear of them.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Pussy.
I do know that once Diana is done being wrangled by that snake, she goes and she attacks the pussy cat.
That's right, so. Dude. She beats that pussy up.
Anyway, but she saves everybody, and then I think Michaelis takes down Phobos.
Yeah, shoots him a couple times.
And then...
Point. He's not on Amazon.
No. And then Deimos wraps Diana up with his...
Beard.
Beard and nose hair and whatever the hell that shit is.
Actually, some of it's coming from his eyes, too. I just noticed that.
Yeah, it's four strands from the, two on each side of his nose in the inner corner of it.
Oh, you know what it is? Those grew from his nose up through his tear duct.
Ooh.
And then out of his eyes.
That's morning sleep. Crutch.
he's got the eye boogers.
Yeah. But we have this great, iconic image of Wonder Woman in her only second fight with all those tangled, gross eye vines.
Yeah.
Dude, and I love how she pulls off her tiara and uses it as a fucking boomerang.
She's just bam!
Yeah, she doesn't do that very often. I know they show that in the trailer for the new movie. She's doing that to take care of the cameras. But yeah, she does. That is a ability she uses, just not often enough, apparently.
Usually just when she needs to decapitate a deity.
Yeah.
Which is what she does, and it's pretty badass.
She then grabs the talisman, the other half talisman, and once her and Julia connect them, they get taken to the missile silo in wherever America. And they're there to stop the missile from blowing up.
But the army that the bad guys that took over knew that they were going to show up right there at that instant because they were already there with their guns ready.
Well, they had probably knowledge from Ares, more than likely.
Well, yeah, because as we find out, you know, as soon as the missile gets ready to launch, Ares shows up and he's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, basically.
Well, I think kind of the argument for that is, you know, we see Diana and Julia putting the two pieces together, and then there's this huge flash. So the guy, there's probably a huge flash on the other side, you know, that
opens up
that
Well, in that case, wouldn't all the guys getting ready to shoot be blinded, and then they'd have an actual advantage over them?
Well, this is obviously like a couple seconds into the flash, so like, you know, it looks better.
I like it. We can go with that. But yeah, we end with Ares being a cocky bastard, because that's just Ares.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Wonder Woman story arc.